We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning two-thirds of the way down to Amud Pei Beis Amud Beis. The first words on the line is Pesach Kulach Adamil. So it's actually an Aleph from the Bach, beginning of that line, and end of that line. We just learned in the Mishnah that Pesach is an example of something that we know only comes from Achu, not from Maaseh Sheni. And we learned out a Hekesh from Pesach to Toida, that Toida also, Toida and Shlom also, cannot come from Maaseh Sheni if it's a Chayva, we learned that from Pesach. And we want to know, how do we know by Pesach that it has to be Dafka Menachu, not Maaseh Sheni? So Rabbi Yezir said, learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim is obviously not Maaseh Sheni. That teaches us that Pesach can't be from Maaseh Sheni, it has to be from Chulin. But Rabbi Akiva argued, he said, you can't dan Efshir, Efshir. Was he Efshir then to have Maaseh Sheni? So you can't learn it out from there. So Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Akiva, Pesach Deina Balim Achulim and Olay. How does he know this din that Pesach only comes from Chulin and not from Maaseh Sheni? So Gemara Nafkele Maha, we learn that from the following drasha from a pasuk, which the Gemara is going to go on our Arichas until we reach on Pei Gimel Manav, which is the next year, we'll reach the Makar by Pesach that comes from Achulim. Because we darshan this whole pasuk, and first we're going to darshan the other parts of the pasuk in order. The pasuk says, "V'zoyis ha'Torah." It's a pasuk in Parashat Tzav. "V'zoyis ha'Torah la'ola la'mincha v'la'chatos v'la'asham v'la'meluim v'la'zevach hashlamim." And like Rashi Kisvei Yad says, this pasuk is completely extra. What's the pasuk teaching us? So Zok Rabbi Eliezer, this is teaching us that all these kabbonis are hukash to each other to teach us dinim. I want to go through every one. Oila, mincha, chatos, asham, meluim, and zevach hashlamim. What it is teaching us to all other kabbonis. So the first one is oila. And we learn from oila, ma oila tuna kli, shuk oila needs a kli shares, af kol tuna kli. All the kabbonis need kli shares. And the Gemara wants to know, mahi, first of all, what's this drasha, mahi, which kli shares are referring to? Ilay le mizrak, if we mean that it has to be, make kabbalah in order to make zrika with the kli shares. So how would you know by oila, that's the halacha? Because we have parashat mishpatim, where there it says in the pasuk that it says that they brought a oila. And it says, like Rashi brings down, V'yishlach hasnari b'nei Yisrael v'yalo oilois. And it says, in that parasha, in Pasuk Vav, V'yosim ba'agonois. So you see, your oila needs a kli for Kabbalah. The problem is, that in that Pasuk, it says also shlomim. So you don't have to learn dafka from oila. So my, ilay b'mizrak, gavi ziv chesham v'tzim v'namik siv. It says, gavi ziv chesham v'tzim v'os, V'yosim ba'agonois. So what do you need oila for? You can learn that from shlomim. So because the shlomim also is, there's also makar that you need a mizrak. And we can learn everything out of shlomim, so why do you need oila? So Gemara says, Elo, we're learning from oila, the din sakin. There has to be a sakin of shchita. Now, when we say you need a sakin, it's machlekes rishonim, exactly what does that mean? According to Rashi, Rashi holds that, this is Rashi in other places in Shas, that Rashi holds that you need a dafka klisharis for a sakin, and you can't use a rock or anything like that, you have to use a klisharis for a shchita. Mashenke in Tosis shchita is that you don't dafka need a klisharis, but you need a kli. You need a kli, but not dafka a klisharis. It's machlekes if you place at the beginning is a makayim, and it's machlekes there, if you need dafka klisharis or not. In any case, you need dafka a kli, that's for sure. It can't be a stone or a reed. It has to be dafka a kli. So where do we know it has that every carbon has to have a sakin? We know it's from oila, and from oila gufa menal, hang about oila itself, that needs dafka a sakin. It says in the pasuk by Kedis Yitzchak, it says Vayishlach Avram es Yod, Vikach Samachelas Lishchus Menoy. See, use the Machelas, which is a sakin, and Vahosam Oila. Who there was Oila. The Chesiv Oila Tachas Benoy. And since you brought a Oila Tachas Benoy, so we see that it was a Oila, it was a carbon Oila. See, you need a sakin for a Oila. You need a sakin for Oila. So, therefore, that's the makar that you need a sakin by oila. Now, already the Achroinim asked, and that pasuk, it says, Va'aleihu sham la'ila. In the parasha of Akeis Yitzchak, it says, in the second pasuk of Akeis Yitzchak, it says, Va'aleihu sham la'ila. So he knows what oila. Why do you have to come up from this pasuk to teach us this, Ayin Sham, what the Mepharshim, Sfasem, and others speak about this shayla? So the first drasha on this pasuk, Zayis Atar la'ila, Minchel Chatas, is oila, teaching us that just like oila needs a sakin, every other carbon needs a sakin. Mincha, what's Mincha teaching us? Mincha teaching us, ma mincha in echal se zichri kuno, just like mincha is only eaten to zichri kuno, to the male kahanim, af kol in echal ma zichri kuno, only to the zcharim, and not to the kevis. The kevis cannot eat kachi kachim, just like by mincha. Now the Gemara wants to know, which carbon exactly learning out from kachi kachim? Mate, which carbon learning out from? Ichat asva asham, which is also kachi kachim, That's my first pasuk in Parashas Tzav that says they have to eat in dafik about his chorim. On top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Behed Yaksiv. So first pasuk, by Chatan says, Kol Zocha B'Kahanam Yechel Oysa, and by Oshman says, Kol Zocha B'Kahanam Yechel Enu. So you see, Klara has to be dafik a Zocha. Is Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, if we're referring to Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, Merebuah Dekra'asi. That's, we know from a different ribui. In the pasuk it says, this is already a pasuk, I think, in Parashas Korach, which says, "V'koyish Hakadosh Baruch Hu lenu kol zocha yoychel oisa," and there is an extra pasuk, and we learn that from there. Limit al zichri shami tzibur shein achal mazich kunosh. Zichri shami tzibur, which are kachi kachim, they only eat in zichri kuno. So, what are we learning exactly from Mincha? So, our answer is Tanoi. It's not so possible you learn from that pasuk, "V'koyish Hakadosh Baruch Hu lenu." Yikad the ma'aslam ha'acha. Some learn out from the first pasuk, "V'koyish Hakadosh Baruch Hu lenu." Yikad the ma'aslam ha'acha, and some learn out from the pasuk of Zoyis. This pasuk that says, Zois HaTorah lo'oilo v'la mincha, la mincha is teaching us kachi kachim. So far, I went through two of these karbonis in this pasuk. Oilo mincha, oilo teaches us in the dafka. Second, and mincha teaches us that kachi kachim is in dafka by zichrei kahuna. Which one we're teaching us is going on shami tzibur. Because chayas v'ashim we know already. So it's going on zichrei shami tzibur, which dafka is zacha will be eating it. And we're still looking for the makar, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Psachim and Chayvais only come minachul, not ma'isasheni. We'll have to wait later on. The Amid will come out from one of these kabbalas. And this pasuk will teach us that halacha.